The Second Battle of Panipat was fought between the forces of Samrat Hemchandra Vikramaditya, popularly called Hemu, the Hindu king who was ruling North India from Delhi, and the army of Akbar on November 5, 1556. It was a decisive victory for Akbar's generals Khan Zaman I and Bairam Khan. On January 24, 1556, the Mughal ruler Humayun died in Delhi and was succeeded by his son Akbar at Kolanur, who was only 13 years old. On February 14, 1556, Akbar was enthroned as the king. At the time of his accession to the throne, the Mughal rule was confined to Kabul, Kandahar and parts of Delhi and Punjab. Akbar was then campaigning in Kabul with his guardian Bairam Khan. Samrat Hemchandra Vikramaditya or Hemu was a Hindu emperor in Delhi by defeated Akbar or Humayun's army in the battle for Delhi. The home belonged to Rewari in present-day Haryana, who earlier was an advisor to Sher Shah Suri's son Islam Shah from 1545 to 1553. Hemu had won 22 battles as Prime Minister and Chief of Army of the Islam Shah from 1553 to 1556 to quell the rebellion by Afghan rebels against the Sir regime. At the time of Humayun's death in January 1556, Hemu had just quelled a rebellion in Bengal, killing the Bengal ruler Muhammad Shah in the war. He made his intentions of winning Delhi for himself known to his commanders. Then he started a campaign, winning battles throughout North India. When he attacked Agra, the commander of Akbar's force in Agra fled without fighting. In a large area of Etawa, Kalpi and Agra provinces comprising present-day Bihar and Uttar Pradesh came under Hemu's control. In the Gwalior, Fort Hemu consolidated his army by recruiting more Hindus. Hemu then moved towards Delhi and stationed his forces outside the city at Tughlakabad. On October 6, 1556, the army encountered Mughal resistance. After a fierce fight, Akbar's forses were ousted and Targhi Ben, the commander of the Mughal forces, escaped, allowing Hemu to capture Delhi. Around 3,000 Mughals were killed. Hemu was crowned at Purana Qila on October 7, 1556. And established Hindu rule in North India after 350 years of Muslim rule and was bestowed in the title of Samrat Hemchandra Vikramaditya. According to Abul Fazl in Akbaranama, Hemu was preparing for an attack on Kabul and made several changes in his army. On November 5th, both armies met at the historic battlefield of Panipat, where 30 years earlier, Akbar's grandfather Babur had defeated Ibrahim Lodi in now what is known as First Battle of Panipat. H.G. Keane writes, Akbar and his guardian Bairam Khan did not participate in the battle and was stationed 8 miles away from the war zone. Bairam Khan did not permit the 13-year-old child king to be present on the battlefield in person. Instead, he was provided with a special guard of 5,000 well-trained and most faithful troops and was stationed at a safe distance far behind the battle lines. He was instructed by Bairam Khan to flee towards Kabul for life in case the Mughal army was routed in the battlefield. Hemu led his army himself. Hemu's army consisted of 1,500 war elephants and a vanguard of artillery park. Hemu marched in excellent order with 30,000 practiced horsemen composed of Rajputs and Afghans who on many occasions had by their exploits increased the pride and arrogance. To hearten the soldiers and the Afghan Amir, Hemu had given gifts of land and opened the doors of his treasures. Thus, he mobilized the valiant fighters. A According to Badaoni, Hemmu's army was dispirited, who set all his hopes on elephants, surrounded by his chiefs, charged at the imperial hosts, and threw both right and left wings into great confusion. The Mughal forces were charged repeatedly by elephants to break their lines. The Mughal vanguard, according to sources, consisted of 10,000 cavalry, out of which 5,000 were experienced veteran soldiers, and they got ready to meet the advancing army of Hemmu. Hemmu was himself commanding his forces from atop an elephant. It seems that Hemmu was on a winning track and Akbar's army would rout. Abul Fazl had described the army as a quote, "Two armies so collided that they struck fire out of water. You'd say the air all was crimson. Their steel had all become solid rubies." Suddenly, during the contest, an arrow from the bent bow of the divine wrath reached Hemmu's eyes, piercing the socket, and came out of the back of his head. In the words of Badaoni, too, suddenly the arrow of death, which had no shield can ward off, struck his, Hemmu, squinting eye, so that his brain passed clean out from the cup of his head, and he became unconscious and not to be seen in his howdah. Not seeing Hemmu in his howdah, Hemmu's army was in disarray and defeated in the ensuing confusion. Several hours after the war ended, dead Hemmu was located and captured by Shah Quli Khan Mahram and brought to Akbar's tent in the camp located at village Saudapur in Panipat, located on Panipat Jind Road, 5 kilometers from NH1. General Bairam Khan was desirous that Akbar should slay the Hindu king Hemmu himself and should establish his right to title of Ghazi, champion of faith and war veteran. But Akbar refused to strike a blood-soaked and dead enemy, but smote the dead body to just be called Ghazi. Bairam Khan, irritated by Akbar's culps, beheaded the king himself. Hemmu's supporters constructed a centopath at the site of beheading, which still exists at the village of Saudapur on Jind Road at Panipat.